thought we were starting.
No, I was telling the story about
Bandcamp, Rebecca. Okay,
go tell your story about Bandcamp.
So this one time at Bandcamp, so there's a mollusk and a sea turtle, and the mollusk walks up to the sea turtle. Mm-hmm. Now, do you not remember that from Finding Nemo? You uncultured swine. Have you never seen... Have you never seen Finding Nemo?
Of course I've seen Finding Nemo, but I haven't seen it in like 5 years.
Oh, just keep swimming.
When you have a three-year-old, I'm sure you've seen it a lot more recently than I have.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of, what's the name of our podcast? The Teacher's Lounge. I'm your host.
Honest Teacher Vibes in R. Rogers World.
That's a very interesting name.
Rogers World. So is Honest Teacher Vibes.
My name's cooler than yours, though.
How did you come up with your name?
So I was going to be... Did we welcome? I can't remember if we really welcomed y'all, but...
We said hello.
Welcome to another episode of the Teacher's Lounge podcast. I'm telling y'all, this is just going to be like one big FaceTime conversation, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
So my name was just my name on TikTok, and then once I started getting big, I was like, yo, I need to change my name because... You know what I'm saying? Don't sound as cool. I was looking at all these other people who had cool names, like Funny Math Teacher, Miss Wooly, you know, except for Josh Monroe. He just got his name because he cool. Like Josh Monroe and Lachey Greenwood, they just got their names on there. But I was like,
they're so sweet.
I need something. So I was like, okay, what about, I remember that Honest Toddler. You remember that? They had the Honest Toddler on Twitter. And then they got into some kind of fight with Honest Company because it was like diapers or whatever, like Honest Company diapers. So the Honest Toddler had to, you know, make haste off of Twitter. And so the account was no more. But I was like, okay, I had an idea of a book to write. Called Diary of an Honest Teacher, because Diary of a Wimpy Kid, that was like a popular book. So I was like, okay, I definitely want something like honest, whatever. And so I tried to do Teacher Vibes without the honest, and then that was already taken. So then I tried to do Honest Teacher, that was already taken. So I was like, Honest Teacher Vibes. That's how my name came about. It's so weird though, because it's like it could have been
so many different
things. Any other name, and it's like the name itself has just like blossomed into this. Yes. It's like a huge deal, and I'm like, well, shoot, I'm happy I didn't name it like something crazy dumb. Cutie 69. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I've been like that crazy cutie 69 teacher. You know what I'm saying?
My God.
What if? Because who knew? I mean, I didn't know my account was gonna get big, so I was just like coming up with some name or whatever. But I thought about a couple of years ago, because I kind of want to write a novel. I started writing a novel, but it's about 75% done. But I ain't gonna be able to publish it because it's a little risque.
That's okay.
And when I started,
you're under an alias.
When I started writing it, I was like, nobody knows who I am. So I mean, I could publish it, and nobody would know it's me. But now I can't publish it because
you're
everybody
under, like,
don't know.
An alias name.
So I need. So I probably will do it under an alias name. But I started writing that, and then I had the idea for the Honest Teacher, Diary of an Honest Teacher, because of Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And I was like, you know what? I just need to go around the school and start putting honest teacher something like stop raising your hand at the end of staff meeting, stop blowing up the staff back. Like, I was just gonna go around the school putting sticky notes up and signing it honest teacher. I was gonna be a criminal. I was gonna be a bandit.
So, and I know that I told Bree this yesterday when we were coming back from the airport, but she really gave me the idea to do a kind of like a Junie B. Jones type book.
Yeah,
like Connor and Kyle.
Oh, and Connor,
so,
and Kyle.
I think that would be really cool, but I don't know what to call it.
Connor and Kyle's Adventures.
That's what I was
in
thinking.
In the wilderness.
Too. In the wilderness?
In the wilderness.
The wilderness. It's in the classroom. The wilderness.
The classroom is definitely the wilderness sometimes. Sometimes I wonder if I teach at the zoo or the circus.
Bless.
And sometimes I want to run off with the circus, because teaching is just... Anyway, that was my PTSD from education popping up. Let me just...
I've heard that phrase.
Excuse me, Mr. Cameraman, around. Can you tell Ms. Rogers to speak into her mic, please?
Am I not speaking into the mic?
No, you're not.
I never speak into the mic well.
Now we got to bring the cameraman into it. He's just minding his own business over there.
We have moved my mic everywhere, just trying to figure out where I could talk into it.
It's probably because she's a cute little fox just sitting in her chair with her legs crossed. I tried to sit in a chair cross-legged one time. One of my students going to say, now, Ms. Richardson, you know you're too big to fit in that chair like that. I want to be like, shut the hell up. That's why you're ugly and your mama dressed you funny. Oh my gosh. But I couldn't say that at the time.
Now we can say it.
Now I probably can say that. I probably cannot say that. If for all of you guys that do not know, I am no longer in the classroom. I am working full time for board teachers because that's so cool. I have been creating content for them. And now I work for them full time.
I'm so excited.
What a
for
dream
you.
Come true. I'm super they are a absolutely phenomenal organization. And the cool thing is I watched them for years before I ever got popular on TikTok. And so when they reached out to me, I was just like, what a dream. And then when they offered me a full time position, I mean, can you imagine just having your dream job? Like working for them is like literally a dream job.
That is so cool.
So I'll be just creating content for them full time.
I feel like that's such a trend this year of teachers finding any possible way out of the classroom.
Babe, something. Because
it's been so, so crazy.
Yeah.
And I have had a lot of different conversations with younger teachers, older teachers, kind of in the mm-hmm. middle teachers.
Yeah.
And there's like this idea that if you don't have so many years invested into like your retirement and yeah. teaching, then to just find something.
Yeah.
And even a lot of teachers who are kind of in the middle are just leaving. Teachers yeah. are retiring early.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, you can't really like afford to quit, but it's like it's driving you so crazy that like you make yourself have to figure out a way to pay your bills because you're like, I cannot do this anymore. And it's one of those things where you're just like, if I don't leave, like I'm just going to blow up one day and then I'm going to walk out. And so for a lot of teachers, because we had several teachers at my school quit at the beginning of the school year, teachers who I know, you know, financially, like they really couldn't afford to quit. But it was like, we're just going to figure it out because I can't do this anymore. And the sad part about this year is, you know, teachers, we're normally tired and burned out. But the undertone of this school year is that every teacher feels like it's already May.
Yes.
And it's only been... We just finished the first 9 weeks of school.
Yes. And what's crazy is I'm trying to think of which point I even want to start with first.
Yeah.
But so many kids have not been in an actual classroom setting in almost 2 years.
Listen.
So this year, my ninth graders mm-hmm. had not been in the classroom since seventh grade.
Right. And some of them realistically showed. Since like midway through sixth
yes.
grade.
And mostly seventh,
okay.
Because that's when it started, is okay. the middle of their seventh okay. grade year. But it showed, mm-hmm. you know, I knew that like the phones and everything was going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And so I specifically told them at the beginning, you know, when you're doing independent work, I don't care mm-hmm. if you listen to music.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I would never be able to
check your phone
school.
For a second.
Girl.
And I told them, I said, there's a difference between like looking at your phone and checking a text or responding to your mom or something like
right.
that. And then playing on your phone for 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
I said, if it becomes to the point that you're not doing your work,
right,
you're
right.
going to lose those privileges.
Girl,
but if you can be responsible. You can have it out. I don't care. Like, that's fine. Because it was me trying to compromise.
Right, 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 right,
right. To do whatever they wanted at home.
Right.
I said, as long as you're not being rude mm-hmm. and on it while I'm talking to you,
yeah.
that's fine. And they still couldn't put it down.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The crazy thing this year is, you know, last year seemed easier than this year.
Yes.
Because last year we were virtual and in person.
Yes.
And a lot of schools were hybrid. Some schools were all virtual. But to me, last year was less complicated, even though it seemed complicated at the time because some of them were online, some of them were in person. This year, with all of them being back at school, it is like it is very stressful because the kids, some of our kids, the vast majority of them, they have not been around other kids in 2 years. Mm-hmm. So it's like they don't know how to play with each other. They don't know how to stop playing with each other.
They don't know how to interact with each other.
They don't know how to interact with each other. And you can tell, I have never, holy smokes, I have never had kids call my name so much than this year. And it's like, did you just sit at home for 2 years and call your mom's name? Like whenever you want, mom, 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 mom. And I'm like, I've had to tell my kids, when y'all come in here, just go ahead and sit. Unless you are like bleeding to death or something, please do not call my name, because it's like every single one of them does it. Like when they come in, it's like they got to tell you something as soon as they come in. Like, Miss Richardson, Miss Richardson, Miss Richardson, Miss Richardson. And you know how it is when, excuse me, when you're transitioning from one class to the next and you're trying to, you know, gather up those last papers and like all, and it's just too chaotic when like 10 of them are like around you. And I love that my kids love me enough that they want to come tell me stuff, but it's too hectic. I'm like, y'all gotta sit down first and start on your bell work, then we can like have a conversation. But they don't understand, don't get up out of your seat without permission. One kid got up. I was like, hey, man, you got to sit down. He was like, I'm not standing up. I was like, boy, you standing up right in front. How you standing up? You don't even know you standing up. Like, what? And he was like, oh, my bad, Miss Richardson. I'm like, okay, well, go sit down then. You know, but one thing, the one positive thing that I can say about this school year, it's you know, it's a catch-22, but the kids act more like kids this year than I've ever seen a group of kids. Because in the past, it's like they're 12, but they try to act like they're like 16. Yes. No, this group of kids this year, baby, they're 12 and they act 12.
They're 12 and they act 10.
Yeah, so they act, but in a sense, like, it's kind of cool in a sense, because you see, like, they're just not trying to be older than they are. Like, they're genuinely being their age.
I don't know if it's even voluntary or not.
Yeah,
you know, they're so behind in every way. And you know, last year seemed so difficult at the beginning.
Right, it did seem difficult
figuring out how to do virtual, how is this going to work, how to engage kids. Now at the end, I ended up really liking virtual, but that's because I found something that worked for me. I made those content videos, kids said they were really helpful.
Yeah,
and they were a mess to create. Like, they were really difficult.
Maybe virtual is easier for high school. Maybe my middle schoolers, baby. If I would have got one more blank document, just one. I mean,
oh my god.
I would get so excited that a kid who never submitted work finally submitted something, only to open the dang document and realize it was blank.
See, and I loved having that kind of like documentation, because now this year I graded for however many hours, put everything in, and then I turned that in. Well, I didn't get it. Well, I turned it in. Now again is a he said, she said kind of thing.
Which drives me crazy.
I miss that. Mm-hmm. Well, this is when you turned it in, or this is when you didn't turn it in, or this is blank. I really miss that.
You know what drives me crazy as a teacher is when kids won't even try. I'm like, they're like, oh, I don't know what to write. You don't have to be the smartest person in class to at least try. Some of these kids are so lazy. I don't even care who get mad because I said what I said. Some of these kids are so freaking lazy that they won't even try. One kid, I was like, hey, you made like a 20 on this. I'll let you take it again. He goes, no, I'll just take the grade I got. Are you freaking kidding me?
I have this little soapstone activity that I give my kids when we do ancient Egypt, and they read excerpts from the Book of the Dead, and it's really quick.
What?
It's like the Book of the Dead. You've never seen The Mummy?
Yeah, but what Book of the Dead are you talking about? You conjuring spirits or something?
No, it's an excerpt. It's like, never mind.
Because I love you. I love you. I didn't mean to shoot down.
Brian, because you both give me so much crap when I get into like my little social studies zone. Because I
sounded
really
suspicious, friend.
No,
it ain't Halloween yet. Book of the Dead.
I love history. Like, that's my passion. I love social studies.
I love your day in history that
and
you do.
Both Kenzie and Bree like will just look at me when I get into my zone.
Like, what are we talking about?
When we were at Shriners, we were talking about what were we talking about? I was talking to one of the Shriner guys about the lost colony and the Lummi Native Americans that have it like, sorry, microphone, the Lummi Native Americans that have it like in their history.
Right.
They are descendants of that lost colony. Like, he's just sitting there like, I love when you get nerdy.
I love when you get nerdy.
I'm like, oh, I just love it. But anyway, I don't even know what I was talking about.
I have no idea what you were saying.
Oh, but the Book of the Dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So part of it, you know, it's soapstone. It's like talking about what's the tone, what's the audience, like things like that. Yeah. And some of these kids are just, well, what is tone? Well, the description of tone.
I missed that in sixth grade.
I put the description of every, like on what, I keep hitting
Becca,
this
why
microphone.
Are you keeping that microphone for you?
On at the top, it has soapstone. It has every aspect and a whole description of what it
is. Right.
And at the bottom, I'm just gonna stop. I keep hitting this microphone.
She's looking at the cameraman like, "Help!"
Sorry, I'm like, more looking at him like, "Don't yell at me,
help you, big dog."
But the
James
bottom
is not gonna yell at you.
The bottom is a blank chart where they just fill it out.
Right.
Well, I don't know what tone is. Well, what does the description say?
Oh, well, so they didn't like, even read it.
No, and they're like, "Okay, well, what is that?" I said, "Okay, so read the text, and what does it make you feel?" "Oh, I don't know. What does it make you feel? What can you just like? What?
This ain't no counseling session, boy. You tell me what you think like, it make you feel.
Just answer it. Why? Just try. Just try it.
I try to tell them. I said, you know, I cannot, in good conscience, fail a student who is trying, because even if you don't know everything that's going on, by the sheer fact that you're actually trying to put some effort in and do the assignment, you're gonna be growing because you're actually trying, as opposed to the kids that are just sitting there and won't try. Look, one time a couple of years ago, we were told that if a kid, we couldn't give a kid a zero if they, like, if they wrote like one or two words, because they wrote something, we couldn't count it as a zero. Like, we couldn't give them a zero because they wrote something. I'm like, what kind of malarkey? what kind of foolishness?
I know that right now there's a really big drive towards not using zeros and not using 50s. And I know that the whole idea is to let kids have a better chance of catching up and passing the class. But I more am of the I don't like the negative stigma on repeating a class, repeating a grade. Because for me, I think it's much more beneficial for a kid to repeat a class and understand those basics than to just be passed on where they didn't even understand the basics, can't possibly thrive with those advancements.
Right. Well, and we're not doing them any favors by doing that either. Now, again, I do understand the logic behind. So because I know there's some teachers out there that y'all are like, you know, the logic behind it is give them a 50 instead of a zero, so that when they choose to start doing their work, I guess, then it's easier for them to catch up. But my thing is, you should have thought about that before you sat there and wouldn't do any work. Because I'm not going to give a zero to a kid that, I don't care if they got all of them wrong. I'm not giving a zero to a kid who actually put in some effort. Now, I don't mind giving that kid a 50. But a freaking kid who sat there consistently and won't do anything, he ain't going to do nothing if he know he going to get a 50. And he going to get, like, that's just not, that drives me crazy, because we're not doing them any favors. These are the same people that's going to get to senior year of high school where they got to take that exit exam, ain't going to have not two rusty nickels of a clue what's going on. And then when they get to college, you're not going to be able to tell your college professor, because when you get to college, you pay for that. They don't have to pass you along in college.
No.
This ain't high school. This ain't middle school. When you get to college, they're not going to play with you.
And
especially depending on what type of college you go to. The college I graduated from, baby, 95 to 100 was an A. I don't care if you had a 95.4, he ain't going to raise it to a 95.
I also think it's really interesting that everyone's like, oh, well, in my college, my professor's like, call me Chad, and you don't have to do anything. I had really tough professors.
I had some tough professors. My professor was not going to play with you. They was like, you better play with your mama.
But
not with me.
And I
wasn't going to play with you.
I know that with the argument with the zeros and the 50s, whenever I say that I don't just automatically give kids 50s, it's always like, well, what if they had an emergency? There's a very big difference about general grading policies.
Right.
And exceptions for kids who really need them.
But you know those kids that sit in your class and won't do any work.
Yes. Like, there's a
telling
like,
me to get them no dad.
I think
50.
It's really frustrating when people just assume that I don't care if a kid has an emergency. Like, of course, I wouldn't be a teacher in these conditions of today I didn't care about that. Of course I'm going to look into kids that have an emergency, an exception.
Right. Well, you know, I I did find out they cannot legally tell us what to put in our grade books.
No.
Apparently they just, you know, strongly suggest, and it's frowned upon to really give a kid a zero, but they cannot tell it. If we put a zero in, they cannot, like, legally make it. I mean, they can, like, pressure us to change it or whatever. Like, hey, we don't really want to give the kid a zero. You know, that's, like, they voice that they use. Hey. Anytime a principal comes and says, hey, nah, they about to be with some foolishness. Every time they finna come with the foolishness. But, again, I do understand the logic behind it. If a kid tries and they make a 20, I'm not putting a 20 in the computer. I'm going to put a 50 because it would, that kid actually tried. But if he didn't try, they didn't try at all, you're getting a freaking zero. I'm not putting a, that's not fair to the kid who actually tried. He made a 20 and I put a 50 in and you didn't try at all and you got a 50. That's not fair to the kid who actually tried. And I'm like, what kind of, especially that they have missed so much school, we can't really give them anything right now. Like, we don't need to be, we need them to put forth as much effort as possible because they have, you know, some of them haven't been to school for 2 years.
And I feel like that's part of the really big problem is, at least in our county, during virtual, you were not allowed to put in exam grades if it brought their grade down. You were not allowed. Yes.
Like, you said what now?
Yeah. If an exam grade brought their grade down, even by a tenth of a point, we couldn't put it in. We had to exempt it.
What?
Yeah. Like, you weren't really
allowed. What's the purpose of taking the damn exam then? Excuse my French.
To give them a grade to give them a grade bump. You also, like, and they weren't really supposed to be able to fail. Like, it was a, if they
I thought classwork assignments were what's supposed to give them a grade bump, not think. The.
And then if they had, so failing is supposed to be what?
This is why y'all ain't got no teachers.
Lower than a 60, but if they had between a 50 and a 60, admin just bumped.
Girl.
But that's part of the issue of why a lot of kids, like, don't know how to do work right now. Mm-mm. And they're not doing anything. They're not listening to directions. They're not following directions. Yeah. I've seen
Can
so
you
many
imagine
teachers.
Our teachers when we were in school giving us a 50? Girl, Miss Harden would never.
No.
I had a scary English teacher. Baby, Miss Harden would never. Baby, if you made a 12, Miss Harden was going to put a 12 up in their computer.
And I think it's, I just forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I don't remember.
It's because I keep interrupting
you.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just I have ADHD. And
girl,
every time,
me too.
I'm like, oh, I don't know what I was going to say. But I really can't remember.
You know what? That's a good segue into me telling y'all about the t-shirts that me and Rebecca have on. Because I really did want to talk about this last episode. But we have a really great partnership with the Right Stuff Chicks. They are a teacher apparel company. Mm-hmm. The same people that own the Right Stuff Chicks also own the Teacher Heart Out Conference. And so we have on the teacher t-shirts. Like, we're changing t-shirts every episode. And they're just super. They're those, like, Bella canvas t-shirts. And
Bella.
Y'all know teachers, we love some cute t-shirts with some little jeans and some little Vans or whatever. So mine is Be the Change You Want to See in the World. Becca's is Everything is Fine. I wish underneath Everything is Fine it said it's actually
flames.
A dumpster fire. Like, I wish
there were flames.
I wish there were flames underneath it. So we would love for y'all to check out the Right Stuff Chicks. They're really awesome, super kind people, great customer service, great people to work with. And they have literally the most comfortable t-shirts ever.
Anytime I think about Everything is Fine, I think of that dog meme in the house where everything's on fire. You just,
everything's fine. You know what? When Twitter and Facebook, when Facebook and Instagram went down the other day, have you ever seen that video of that kid that's swinging on that swing set while that house is on fire behind him?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that? So there's a video of a kid and he's like on one of those backyard swing sets or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he is just swinging, living his best life. And there's like people across the street because the house is on fire and they're all like running around trying. Somebody was like, that was Facebook and Instagram and Twitter was on the swing set, just swinging,
TikTok.
Living their best
TikTok
life.
Was
and
just
TikTok,
like,
just swinging
along. It's okay. Living.
How come Twitter is the one that don't ever go down? Like, TikTok will mess up, Instagram will mess up, Facebook will mess up.
Because there's not as much media.
Like, I don't know, but Twitter don't. I can't ever remember. Literally everybody flocks to Twitter when anything is down.
TikTok messes up all the time. Instagram and Facebook usually don't. I don't remember them ever doing that.
They ain't never went down for that long. Now, I don't want to be controversial, so I'm not going to say why I think they went down. But everybody know what I'm going to say. And I'm going to say it without saying it. But there wasn't no coinky dink. Bitch, I just all of a sudden went down for that long. But that's not my business. Anyway, so
I feel like we haven't told any stories.
I was just about to, you know what? We got them telekinetic powers. So anyway, Becca's gonna tell a story that I'm really excited about because it's super crazy.
Harry Potter related, and I'm a huge Potterhead. And that's what you've never heard that?
Potterhead.
You've never heard that before?
No,
that's
bro.
What it's called Potterhead.
I thought you were saying you were smoking the devil's lettuce. No. I was like, hold on, friend.
No.
No. Becca's like, I would never.
No.
Okay, Potterhead. I'm gonna start calling you Potterhead from now on.
I'm a Gryffindor, by the way.
Hey, I think everybody wants to be in Gryffindor.
Not everyone.
Don't nobody want to be in Hufflepuff. Not everyone. Ravenclaw. Don't nobody.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Avery's a Ravenclaw.
He look like it.
He is a Ravenclaw.
Avery is Becca's husband because she just be acting like y'all know who Avery is.
They do. My people know who Avery is.
Like everybody on here ain't your people, though.
Yeah, they are.
My people comment down below. Comment on
like,
YouTube.
If they watch us, they're all of our people.
My people not your people?
Yeah, they are.
I'm just playing. Another example of FaceTime conversation. Tell the story, girl.
Anyways, this one kid is doing a writing assignment for his teacher, but he was also a Potterhead, and so he decided to pick his scab.
So nasty.
And take his little, I don't remember if it was a pen or a pencil, but his writing utensil, and dip it in his scab, and write.
James. Like, oh. Dude, if y'all could have just seen our cameraman's face when Becca said that, you're like, what the hell? Hold on just one second now.
So, again, this kid picked his scab, dipped his writing utensil in the bodily fluids, and wrote like he was writing in Tom Riddle's diary. Hello, I am Tom Riddle.
Yeah, the teacher was like, what the hell are you doing? That's he was disgusting. Like, I'm writing in Tom Riddle's diary. That's nasty. Nasty, sir. Nasty. Yeah,
gives me so I get chills.
That is just so gross. Like, you're going to get lead poisoning, dipwad.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Ew.
And that probably got so infected. Can you imagine that ink or that?
I can't.
I'm writing in Tom Riddle's diary.
We about to change topics because that is just so nasty. I just cannot. So, one of my friends sent me a message the other day. One of my little preschool teacher friends. Uh-huh. It be going down up in preschool, man. Them kids be trying to risk it all.
Kids are crazy.
It goes down. If you ain't never seen the TV show Recess, and y'all know how they be acting like the kindergartners are like a crazy group of kids, and they be like, let's eat them. You know, that's how it is in preschool. So
I don't know how Tell does it.
My friend, I don't know how our friend Mr. Williams pre-K. Y'all know he teaches.
He's
preschool.
Such a good teacher.
He's phenomenal though. I can't do them little kids, man. They be peeing on their shoelaces and stuff. I can't.
I love him.
Pre-K pause.
He's such a fabulous
so
kid. But go on.
This teacher told me that she was potty training a little girl in preschool, and the girl got mad at her, looked her right in the eyes, and then licked the toilet seat.
I said, what the heck?
Ew. I said, are you for real? She said, best friend, I'm not lying to you. She was mad at me because she pottied on herself. We were cleaning it up and I was trying to teach her, you know, how to do the potty. And she just got so mad at me. She looked me dead in the eye and just
licked
the toilet
no.
seat. What?
Okay. I
what?
Have a really good story. It's really
That's
gross
nasty.
Though. Okay. So, you know,
I'm so nervous
on high school cheerleading teams.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times they do co-ed, so they'll uh-huh. have boys on the team. I know at my last school they had a lot, but this wasn't at my last school. This was more at like a high school summer camp.
Right.
But anyways, it still fits because it's high school kids.
Right.
So they were teaching this boy how to stunt, how to one-man stunt.
Yeah.
They hold the girls by themselves.
Right.
And this was a young girl. She'd never done it before. She was super young. She was super tiny.
Yeah.
And so she was like learning how to hold her body.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, you have to squeeze your core, like right here. And she didn't know which muscles we were talking about. So she squeezed something and peed on him.
Oh my gosh.
Just right. And everyone froze. And all of a sudden everyone froze and he just goes, what? And he just kind of dropped her a little bit, but no one went to catch
She just peed right on his.
She just peed right on his face.
Oh man! And this was high school or college?
This was high school. She was mortified.
Oh my gosh!
She was so. The boy was such a good sport after about it. I hope
people didn't make fun of her.
We did not speak about it again.
Okay.
It was not spoken.
Speaking of pee, last story, guys.
Oh no!
So
story. What?
We gotta wrap this up. We'll tell some more stories on the next episode, but. This actually has nothing to do with education. This has to do with one of my friends I went to college with. So she was in nursing school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nursing students, they wear those all-white scrubs or whatever.
Yeah.
So she was in her last year of nursing school doing her clinical rotation. And I guess your last year, you have to deal with dead bodies. So a man had passed away. And the nurse was like, you know, we need you to go in there, roll him, you know, over, get him in the bag or whatever. So she goes in there, and she hadn't really had to roll a dead body by herself yet. Mm-hmm. So she was in there, and she said she did not know that when you turn a dead body over, they let out a last breath. So the man had been dead for a couple, you know, like they knew they had called time of death and everything. She said she went in there to roll him over, and he went, she peed all over herself.
No.
She peed all over herself because she thought he was still alive. It scared the crap out of her. So her nursing, her clinical instructor was like, Lauren, is that pee? She said, no, it's water.
Her clinical instructor was like, man, you can just leave. Lauren, best friend, if you're watching this, I'm going to text you later on to tell you. I told your story on the podcast because that was one of the funniest stories I've heard in a long time.
She said she turned that man over. He said, she said she peed, man. She thought her life flashed before her eyes. Anyway, we love y'all, man. Thank you for hanging out with us this episode. I am Honest Teacher Vibes.
I'm R. Rogers World.
And we love y'all. You guys say bye, my lovelies.
Bye, my lovelies.
Bye, best friends.
Oh, we're also going to try to figure out the Spotify thing.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Spotify. We didn't mean to hate on y'all last episode or whatever.
We apologize. We're going
to
figure it out.
We're going to backpedal.
we felt bad.
Yeah, we going to figure it out. Love y'all. See y'all next time.